Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says some musicians and critics talk about the jazz tradition as if it were a slender thread which will break if it's not treated carefully. These are the people who tell you jazz almost died until Wynton Marsalis came along to save it. In reality, Kevin says, jazz puts out feelers in a lot of directions at the same time, and even unpromising trends can yield good music.
That's clarinetist Jimmy Giuffre, pianist Paul Blay, and bassist Steve Swallow in 1961. The Jimmy Giuffre Three came out of what you might call the white egghead vanguard of the 1960s. The eggheads played softly, made the blues sound wispy, and self-consciously mixed jazz with sounds and procedures from classical music. Some eggheads mumbled about 12-tone jazz and stochastic process, and the music could be as dull as the talk. Giuffre, Blay, and Swallow didn't take themselves that seriously. They were quiet, but they cooked. It's okay if improvisers look to Euroclassical music for inspiration. In jazz, it's not what you use, but how you use it. I mean, the saxophone came from Europe. Jazz and classical music were going through growth phases in the 1960s, and it was natural for musicians to look for connections between the two. Giuffre, Blay, and Swallow could hear how all these ideas in the air could fit together. Ornette Coleman's free jazz and polytonality, classical counterpoint and the interplay of Dixieland horns, and Thelonious Monk's and John Cage's ideas about what a piano could do. The way they mixed them was more intuitive than studied. The more tributaries that fed the river, the more room they had to swim. Two of the three albums recorded by the trio, with the egghead titles Fusion and Thesis, have been reissued together by ECM as Jimmy Giuffre 3, 1961. They hold up well. Giuffre's focus on the warm sound of the clarinet's lower register is perfect for chamber jazz. Paul Blay had played with Ornette Coleman, where he figured out the way to fit piano into free improvised music was to play lines like everyone else and go easy on the chords. Steve Swallow's physical approach to the bass seemed prompted more by what he discovered in the instrument than by what other bassists were doing. Most of the tunes were by Giuffre, but the trio played a few by Paul's wife at the time, Carla Blay, then at the beginning of her career as a composer. Like Giuffre, she wrote tunes with strong melodic shapes the trio could bend lots of different ways. This is from her tune, Jesus Maria. Thank you. Jimmy Giuffre, Paul Blay, and Steve Swallow reunited 3 years ago to record for the French label Owl. That set was okay, but it wasn't the same. Blay's piano style had gotten denser and more chordy, and Swallow long ago traded in his acoustic bass for an electric. These days, he works a lot with Carla Blay. That reunion was worth a shot, but the Giuffre 3 was a product of its time, back when eggheads got good gigs.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator in New York. He wrote the discography for the new edition of The Jazz Book, published by Lawrence Hill.